Dr. Pinsky with a female IME. I'm Maria Escobar, E-S-C-O-B-A-R. Maria Escobar is a 47-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-3-22. Apparently she was working as a warehouse worker and packing on her station. Apparently she had a twist in her neck and her shoulder in pain since. Apparently this was not a distinct traumatic injury. Apparently she states her job involves lifting individual items from floor level to the table for 10 hours per shift. Apparently she believes she injured her neck, left side, left shoulder, and middle finger, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, leading to what she understands to be diagnosis of sprains and sprains of the cervical spine and shoulder, common left middle finger trigger, and left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. She did undergo injections on the carpal tunnel and shoulder with 1 month of relief. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Paragraph, as per claim petition, Ms. Escobar alleges on 3-3-22 she twisted her neck while packing products, resulting in injury to the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, left hand and fingers, including carpal tunnel syndrome and trigger finger. Her treatment records show she was seen at Inspira Health on 5-2-22. Stating on 3-3-22, she went to pick up a box and twisted her neck. Apparently, she did not report it at first due to fear of losing her job. Apparently, she also thought she could rest it and it would go away on its own. Apparently, she had been taking medication to help with pain and seeing her chiropractor, who uses a TENS unit and stretching. Period. However, she had not become better, but in fact was getting worse. Period. She related not making an official report until today due to the pain being so bad on Friday she would be in the hospital. Period. She was found by Dr. Moros, M-O-R-R-O-S, to have a diagnosis of a neck sprain for which activity modifications were instituted. Period. She returned on 5-9-22, complaining her neck pain mediated to the left shoulder. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph to that end. She was seen by Dr. Levy on 5-24-22. Period. She related she works at a warehouse and lifted boxes of shoes, twisting her neck with her shoulders hurting ever since. Period. Pain goes down the left arm and her long fingers. Long finger is snapping. Period. She was told x-rays of the shoulder showed earlier arthritis. Both essentially negative. Period. Dr. Levy diagnosed sprain of the cervical spine, comma, left middle trigger finger, comma, left carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, and pain in right shoulder. Period. He referred her for physical therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. She continued to be monitored by Dr. Levy. Period. At his referral, she had cervical spine x-rays done on 6-15-22 that showed reversal of the normal curvature, possibly due to muscle spasm. Period. She underwent physiatric consultation by Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L, on 7-25-22 in conjunction with electrodiagnostic testing. Period. It showed moderate left median nerve neuropathy at the wrist, consistent with moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. There was no evidence of acute or chronic radiculopathy. Period. Clinically, she had myofascial pain and would likely do well with some trigger point injections and treatment of her carpal tunnel syndrome with splinting. Period. 12/29/22, she had an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period on 2/9/23, she had an MRI of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period in the paragraph, she also was seen by Dr. Silver on 1/30/23. You noted she had activity modification, comma, therapy, comma, and injections to her shoulder. Period. MRI was consistent with rotator cuff tendonitis and, to his review, also with impingement. Period. She had been working at Target for the past year and a half as a packer in the warehouse. Period. He diagnosed left rotator cuff tendonitis and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Her diagnosis was that of left shoulder rotator cuff tendonitis. Period. New paragraph, she participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 2/27/23. Period. It deemed she was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. She saw Dr. Levy through 3/28/23. Cleared her to return to work on 3/13/23. Period at her request. He authorized her to avoid doing any machinery work and placed her on a limit of 15 pounds of lifting, no more than 2 hours of standing and no prolonged walking. Period. In December 2022, Dr. Levy did perform a cortisone injection to the left shoulder. Period. He wrote she also has a left ipsilateral trigger finger. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper is normal, extremities lower. Hands, wrist, elbow, phalanx maneuver on the left wrist. The elicited shoulder tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period. It did not generate any paresthesias to the fingertips and was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Spine cervical. It was mild tenderness, palpation at the left trapezius and suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, and thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 3/3/22, Maria Escobar was performing her routine job tasks, including lifting a box onto her station. She initially complained of pain in her neck, but this evolved to include her shoulder and upper extremity. She was seen at Inspira Health and quickly came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Levy. He treated her conservatively with therapy, common medications, and injections. Period. Cervical spine x-ray showed decreased lordosis. Period. She had an EMG by Dr. Shaw to be inserted here. Period. She also had MRI studies of the left shoulder and cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. On 1/30/23, Dr. Silver deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement regarding the shoulder. Period. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 2/27/23. This deemed she was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. Dr. Levy then discharged her from care within its parameters. Period. He correctly noted she demonstrated the ability to perform 89% of the physical demands as tested for her job as a warehouse worker. Period. She demonstrated consistent effort throughout 67.9% of this test, which would suggest segmental inconsistencies during the evaluation, resulting in mild self-limiting behavior and submaximum effort. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Escobar was virtually benign. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for compression neuropathy. or internal derangement. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, comma left shoulder, comma arm, hand, or fingers. Period. The carpal tunnel syndrome is incidental to the mechanism of injury. Period. This is also the case with relation to a trigger finger. Period. Her cervical spine and left shoulder sprains fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. And that is the end of